AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden speaks tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The AP Sagar Magani reports it's been a whirlwind month for the party.
Just a few weeks ago, President Biden was expected to be the headliner. Now it's Kamala Harris's turn after he dropped out.
The party rallied around her with unprecedented speed. I've never seen anything like it.
The Brookings Institution's William Galston says Democrats have gone from despair to hope heading into the general election. But Todd Bell at George Washington University says first, Harris has a big job this week.
People still don't really know her too well.
And Galston agrees the acceptance speeches from both Harris and running mate Tim Walz are vital.
In her case, definitional, I think.
They'll have the traditional Wednesday and Thursday primetime slots. The president will speak tonight, a few days earlier than he'd originally planned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Heavy rain flooded parts of Connecticut. James Tomasini is at the National Weather Service.
Road closures, flooded basements, water rescues. There were several reports up in the southwestern Connecticut area that had roads washed out.
At least one person died in the storm, which also caused problems in New Jersey and on Long Island in New York. British tech magnate Mike Lynch and several other people are among the missing after their luxury superyacht sank during a freak storm off Sicily. Lynch's wife and 14 others survived. Pioneering talk show host Phil Donahue has died. He was 88. NBC's Today Show cites family members who say Donahue died after a long illness. Phil Donahue was the first to incorporate audience participation in a talk show. Three people were injured during a shooting in the parking lot outside a courthouse today in Kentucky. The suspect remains at large. This is AP News. 10-year-old quintuplets are among the dead in Gaza from an Israeli strike.
The most recent Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed well over two dozen people. Outside a hospital in central Gaza, a mother weeps over the body of a young boy killed from the Israeli strikes. She whispers gently to him, "Oh my darling," as a final goodbye to her child. The latest Israeli bombardment included a strike on a home in Deir al-Balah that killed a teacher and her six children. Five of them were 10-year-old quintuplets and the other an 18-month-old infant. The latest unrelenting strikes come as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel to push for a ceasefire, which he says could be the last chance for an agreement. Whilst mediators Qatar, Egypt and the US have said a deal was close, in a statement Hamas said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was setting new conditions, including his refusal of a complete withdrawal of forces from Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.